Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, several decades ago, my cousin called me and said he was going to commit suicide. He didn't do it, but I'm wondering, is suicide a major issue, at least in the United States?
Yes. I want to read a headline I saw yesterday. Suicide is on the rise for young Americans with no clear answers. Suicide hit record in 2022, and then it was broken in 2023. In 2021, the U.S. Surgeon General warned that we're seeing a lot of stresses on young people and more suicides. Then get this, it says calls to 988, a national suicide helpline with more than 200 centers across the United States, increased by 100,000 per month in 2023 alone.
In the past year, calls increased by 100,000 per month. That is an epidemic. Did the helpline reduce the number of suicides?
Doesn't sound like it has, because it only was approved by the FCC back in December 12th of 2019. Now, while some experts say that they don't know why people commit suicide, there are some ideas. And, you know, suicide basically happens when people feel they've got no real reason for living, and or they believe they're going to suffer less, usually mentally, but sometimes physically, if they cease living. Suicidal people are often lonely and depressed. They have mental health issues oftentimes. Many have lost faith or sufficient connection to their religion. Many despair of having lost hope. And social media also seems to play a role. As far as loneliness, saw a report yesterday that 52% of Americans feel lonely. And one thing the study said is those who are more committed to their religious faith are less lonely and also less suicidal. As far as depression goes, last spring Gallup did a poll, said U.S. depression rates reached new highs. Then there's also a study on the rates of despair and suicide. And basically, they say that in the past two decades, deaths attributable to suicide, drug overdoses, and alcohol-related liver disease have risen. And they call this deaths of despair. But it concluded that they really don't know why this is necessarily happening. But they do realize, most people realize, that lack of hope increases suicide.
You know, I don't understand that. We know some of the causes of despair, and we know that deaths or suicides of despair are increasing, but we can't figure out why. Can you give us just one way the Continuing Church of God, through the Spirit of God, offers hope to those that are suffering from despair?
Yes, we bring out what's in the scriptures. We actually did a video people can watch online, the same channel, called How to Be More Hopeful. We go through scriptures from the Apostle Paul. We go through scriptures from Jesus about not worrying. We talk about the mysteries of God. And again, you can watch that video called How to Be More Hopeful. But beyond that, we're seeing that in the United States, more and more people are lonely, miserable, depressed. An article about Michael Snyder went into that. He talked about the fact that there are more people who are addicted. People decided marriage wasn't so important, so people are getting married less and divorced more. So children aren't as important, so we have less children, and abortion keeps going up. As a society says, we decided God wasn't important, so now we've got every type of evil coming up. Then you've got people with the love of money who think they're successful, but they're not either. He's right, that lack of faith in God, trying to redefine families, killing babies, et cetera, are leading to a type of national suicide, but also personal suicide. Mm-hmm. And use of social media has played a role. Here's a study I found. It says use of social media by minors significantly increased and is linked to depression and suicide. We've also found basically that young gals, teenagers who spend more time on social media are more likely to kill themselves. And even males get affected as well. And the problem with social media, it tends to depress young females a lot because it basically presents impossible beauty standards, mm-hmm. as well as, I believe, pushing unnatural female sexual response. But also, again, males get affected by this. And people with mental health issues, whether male or female, excessive amounts of social media time does seem to increase their suicide rates.
But certainly doesn't sound like social media is very social. I'm almost afraid to ask, but what other factors might contribute to an increase in suicides?
Well, many thought that the acceptance of the LGBTQ plus agenda would help, but studies have found that's simply not the case. Okay. And for people who actually, particularly males who go through they call sexual reassignment surgery, that greatly increases their amount of suicide, their tendency to suicide compared to those who don't go through it. Another factor is thinking that money is the most important thing. Even back in the 20th century, the pastor general of Worldwide Church of God, Herbert Everett Armstrong, said that every 2 minutes back in his day, someone in the United States attempted suicide, and he said nearly every day, 70 people succeeded. He said that's not success. But he says the problem is that people don't rely on God. And people, mm-hmm. said, who don't rely on God are dooming their life to failure one way or the other, whether they commit suicide or not. And I would just comment that since his time, society is even worse. It's certainly going the wrong way.
Does God agree with your opinion?
Well, let's read something from the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Apostle Paul wrote, "But know this, in the last days perilous times will come. They'll be lovers of themselves," the whole meat generation thing. "Lovers of money, proud, boasters, blasphemers," turning against God, "petty, lovers of pleasure," I'm paraphrasing some of this, "some have a form of godliness, but they deny their power." Since such people turn away, people are gullible, being affected by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Where can we come to the knowledge of the truth?
According to Jesus in John 17:17, God's word is truth. We also see that in 2 Corinthians 6:7, the word is truth, and other scriptures. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 5, the Apostle Paul wrote, "The hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you've heard before, in the word of truth of the gospel." The word gospel means good news. Those suicides are up for those who believe God. Hope should be up. You don't have to be depressed like more and more in society are.
But with depression being a major contributing factor in suicides, does God give us some words to cause depression to flee?
Yes. In the third chapter of the book of Proverbs, we read, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. This is more precious than rubies. And the length of days is in her right hand." It means you would live longer. "Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace," not depression. Proverbs 28, verse 14 says, "Happy is the man who's always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity." Mm-hmm. And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19, God says, "I call heaven and earth against you as a witness. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that both you and your descendants will live. Obey God's voice, cling to him, that he's your life and the length of your days." So you live longer and be happier if you'll do it God's ways. But many in the world feel hopeless. But Christians aren't supposed to be like others who sorrow, who have no hope. The Apostle Paul warned about them. Don't have to be like others in society. We should be a light to the world, as Jesus said. Now, as far as somebody committing suicide, I'd like to go over a couple of tips from the International Association of Suicide Prevention. You should show people you care. If someone tells you that they're suicidal, please take them seriously. Mm-hmm. If you're worried someone's suicidal, you can ask if they feel comfortable doing so. Research shows that talking openly about somebody about suicide does not increase their risk of suicide. So don't think if you bring it up, they're more likely to do it, okay, according to that group. You should say things like, "I care a lot about you. Why do you feel suicidal?" The people who feel that way didn't commit suicide said talking to people was helpful for them. And they also suggest that you encourage them to seek professional support. And sometimes that is the right answer. But as a Christian, you know, we also know that death is not the end of all. So if you're talking to somebody, you say, "Look, don't think you're just going to commit suicide. It's all over. You're going to be resurrected. You're going to be judged. You're going to have to live with another 100 years, according to Isaiah 65, verse 20. So we need to tell people that they're not solving all their issues. That's not what this is all about. We're supposed to live by the word of God, as Jesus said, and we're not, which means we would not commit a suicide. The Bible says God's commandments are for our good. A lot of people don't accept that. Now, more and more in the United States, sadly, don't accept the revealed word of God. They cast aside various moral restraints, and they care little about others. They don't want to be people of the real God, but this has not made them happy.
So even though God tells us how to be happy with all this depression and suicide, why did God even bother to create anything?
Well, God created what he did in order that the universe would be better. As God created people so that we would be able to give love, an increasing amount of love in the universe. But Jesus said in John 10:10, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The Apostle Paul wrote Christians in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all. Whether you're male or female, you're intended to give love. The reason God created you was that after going through the tests and trials of this life, if you accept his offer of salvation, that you'll be able to give love in a unique way to make eternity better for yourself and everyone else. Now, why did God create everyone else? God made everyone else so they can influence your life in this age to aid in your character development. God made everyone else also who will accept his offer of salvation in order for them to be able to give love in their unique way, in order to make eternity better for you and all of them personally as well.
Well, where can we get some more detailed information on God's purpose for creating everything?
We have a free booklet called Mystery of God's Plan. Why did God create anything? Why did God make you? And it goes into scriptures about why God made everything in God's plan and how we fit into it. And love is how we fit into it. Thinking if we just kill ourselves and that's going to solve everything, we're all gone, that's not the plan. God has a plan for everyone, including people who are depressed, including people who are not happy. Some he will call now and some will be called later in order to make eternity better. Eternity is going to be much better than things are have been for all of us on the earth. And that is a blessed hope. And we should have that hope, and people who believe, truly believe and have that hope are not going to go around and try to kill themselves. And as far as God's plan, ultimately his kingdom is going to replace the societies of this world. And we've got booklets at that people can find at ccog.org. But you don't have to wait until God's kingdom comes after the resurrection or Jesus returns. You should strive to live according to the word of God now. You will have a real hope, and you'll be happy. You can be happy now. Suicide is never the answer. You don't need to go into the wrong direction that many of the world are going towards.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.